welcome to Looking Back Through the Files of the Bunyip at Gawler's History. And this week, looking at the Bunyip for Wednesday, the 26th of November. So I'm down here once again, back in the Gawler Cultural Heritage Centre. We haven't been here for a couple of weeks.
No, we haven't. We've been elsewhere.
Elsewhere, but we're in our usual spot, surrounded by
books.
Books. And today we've got the big framed photo of Gawler's mares going back quite a way.
Well, right back to when? Ever?
Yes.
So it's quite a gallery.
It is. And we're very fortunate to be able to record in this Gawler Culture Heritage space.
And your name is?
And my name is Jeanette, and I am here with Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette. It's good to be here.
It is. So I'll kick off with 150 years ago. The mayor stated that several ratepayers waited upon him with respect to the disgraceful way the scavenging of Murray Street was done, and he ordered the corporation men to proceed as formerly, which would be subsidised if affirmed by the council. His worship said the Central Road Board surveyor was anxious the council should tender for keeping the main streets in repair, £100 being granted for that purpose. And, of course, they tendered for all their roadworks at that time. They just put it out to general tender.
Yeah. Yes, I think most of them do it in-house now.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Or company. But, yes, the mayor at the time was John Jones.
John Jones.
Yes. And I was looking to see if he was in the photos, but that doesn't go back
150 years. Well, we did have photos in, but as someone said, they were daguerreotypes at that point, weren't they?
Yes, they were.
Or it was just paintings.
Mostly painting.
But so that's very good, that representation, the way they've done that.
It is, yes.
Yeah, so anyway, 100 years ago, the Queen Mother passes. Amid the tolling of the bells and the pomp and ceremony associated with the death of royalty, one of the great and commanding figures of our imperial history has passed from this earthly scene. At the age of 80 years, having outlived her time, Queen Alexandra dies as she lived, quietly and serenely. She was quite dignified, wasn't she? Then, she was the one with the in the portraits with the hair,
yes,
grey or blonde hair piled high on her head and very austere.
And stiff collar, the
stiff
high
collar. High collar.
Very Victorian.
Oh, yeah, very much. Queen Mother.
Alexandrina, she was Danish.
Alexandra, so the Queen Alexandra. Mother, 100 years ago.
It says Queen Mother, which confused me too, but I think she was the Queen and a mother. The King's Mother was referred to as the Queen Mother.
Well, I suppose she'd have to be.
Yes.
So she was the King's Mother.
Yeah. So we always think of Queen's Mother because...
Yes. I'm confused now.
Yes.
Because I think of the Queen Mother as being the mother of the Queen.
Me too. And so that confused me when I read it. But it's referring to... Well, I could...
Anyway.
Yeah, Queen Alexandra. So it's referring to she was the Queen because she was the former Queen. That's what it's referring to.
Oh, okay. So she must have been married
mother.
To the King.
Yeah, not the Queen's mother. Yes.
Yes, married to the
she
King.
She was married to Bertie.
Who succeeded Victoria? George?
Edward. Edward the Seventh.
Yes, right. She was married to Edward.
Yes. Who was... I think he was referred to as Bertie, but I could be wrong. Yeah,
Bertie? I always thought Bertie was...
Albert.
David.
No, Albert. Well, Albert. His name wasn't Albert.
No, you got me thinking. Where's my phone? Sorry. Gotta look it up.
But yes, she was in a difficult position because it was very much an arranged marriage, really. He was known as a womaniser, so she... And the Danish royal family, her upbringing, they were very fairly down-to-earth. They weren't a wealthy family. They made their own dresses, her and her sisters. So they didn't come from a wealthy, really wealthy, back for a royal household. They were one of the least privileged of the royal households.
So... She was the wife of King Edward the Seventh.
Yes.
And she was born Princess Alexandra of Schleswig-Holstein-Sonderburg-Glücksberg. And she was 80 when she died. She had Prince Albert Victor. That might have been Bertie.
No, Albert Victor died.
the eldest son. He died of...
Oh, and then George V, yes. That's right.
Mm.
It was George V that was known as...
No, it was George VI, I think, because his name, I think, was Albert.
George.
So he was Bertie. George wasn't he? I think George was about his third or fourth name.
Sorry. Yeah. So his son was Edward, which was David.
Yes.
No, yes. He wasn't the one known as David who married, what's the name, and George yes. the sixth was the Queen's, who had the stutter.
Yes.
Oh, dearie me.
When they became king, they used a different name to
their... like, thank heavens that Charles has stayed Charles. We're not getting confused over that one.
Yes.
And that's probably why they named their oldest son George, so that he can be King George. It's like, oh, for goodness sake. So, yes, she was the queen mother, the mother of the future king. Oh, okay. Okay, next. We digressed into... I hope you enjoyed listening to us talking about Princess Alexandra, or Queen Alexandra, Princess Alexandra. 50 years ago, Casey to open caravan park. The Minister of Tourism, Recreation and Sport, Mr. Casey, will officially open the Gawler Caravan Park this Saturday. He will unveil a commemorative plaque near the main entrance in a brief ceremony. The park, on the banks of the North Parra River at North Gawler, has been a hive of activity over the past few weeks, with council staff and contractors making the final touches to a development project which has taken nearly 2 years. Gosh, is that all?
Yes.
2 years doesn't feel that long.
Doesn't really. But I suppose a caravan park doesn't need a huge amount of infrastructure. Especially back then, probably
back
more
then,
now.
Toilet, yes. Shower,
yes.
Kitchen.
I don't know.
Although the kitchen's... Well, they had barbecues probably, but they've developed these elaborate kitchens now. And
they have, which is great.
Yeah, it is great.
But, yes, we stayed there for a couple of weeks before we went to Sweden while we were waiting for the all clear.
Okay.
So we had a tenant lined up for our house and we'd been delayed at waiting for the all clear to go from the Swedish government, because it had to go through government over there. And there was all sorts of hold-ups and mix-ups with the... organising of the whole thing. So we ended up, the tenant had said he couldn't wait any longer, we needed to move in, so we had to move out, and we didn't know when we were going. So we ended up in the caravan park. And they were really nice. They gave us the disabled cabin because it was the biggest cabin they had by the river. So we had, but still, it wasn't ideal, and it was 40 degrees. We spent a lot of time in the swimming pool. And it was right, it was still school holidays, so that was home for a brief time. So, 25 years ago, Princes Park site gets the nod. A skate park will be built at Princes Park near the Gawler Recreation Centre after its unanimous endorsement by a Gawler Council committee last week. The $136,000 skate park, which will front Nixon Terrace opposite Gawler Primary School, will be built in 5 stages. Its approval has been greeted enthusiastically by young skaters who are raising some of the money towards the park. And I think it was only there for about 10 years before they moved over to where they are now on the riverbank near Conlea, which is probably a much better location.
I think it is. Somehow I think I read 2 in a row, which was about the Queen Alexandra and then the caravan park. That's right. I'll close it with 10 years ago. Aldi okayed. No road change. Frustrated drivers will become aggressive and undertake unsafe manoeuvres at a busy Evanston intersection, which is set to become an even more gridlocked with the approval of an Aldi supermarket, according to Gawler Council. The State Government's Development Assessment Commission last week gave the German supermarket giant approval to establish a centre on a vacant block of land on Tullock Road, opposite the Gawler Green Shopping Centre and New Bunnings Complex. Is that the one that we were talking about now is going to be taken over by Gawler High School, the Aldi?
Oh,
they're going to close the Aldi.
Oh, the one down there?
Down at Gawler Green,
Then
because they're moving into this one here in Todd Street, and the high school, Gawler High School, whatever it's called,
yes,
Gawler College,
is taking over the Audi site.
That makes sense.
But that's it for this week.
Yes, I just want to comment because it isn't covered in this column, but it is in the paper that it's 10 years also since the Pinery. And I guess they didn't mention it here because they have a big article about it.
And I think there's so much trauma about it, but yes.
I think so, yes.
My very good friend Anne that I travel overseas and she lives in Two Wheels, it was her brother Alan that was one of the victims of the fire. From what I've been told, they actually had to go to dental records to identify him. It was that badly burned.
It was a dreadful day.
It was awful.
Yes, it was.
Awful. Yeah. Anyway, we'll speak next week.
Until next week.
For all light signs.